You guys, dear listeners, I'm here again with one of my dearest friends.
We're recording now.
Okay. Regina Hall. And she was our very first podcast guest.
That's true, she
well,
was.
Well, listen to me. I'm like, and now we're improved.
I popped your pod cherry.
You did. And we took it down because I was so embarrassed because I was such a fucking mess. And I didn't know what I was doing.
I thought you were great.
Well, I love you.
You were great.
That's why you were great.
No,
you were hysterical.
You were...
It's no, just, listen, I feel like now we're stronger because
yes.
we have an idea. We have more of a focus.
Somewhat,
we know exactly. We sort of, you know, we have like funner segments and some other things.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm just so glad you're back. Thank you so much for being here. I can't believe you agreed to come back. I love you.
Well, you
especially
know what?
Especially on your fasting.
Jack asked me.
Jack, he does love you.
I
Jack
love
asked
Jack.
Me.
Jack is
that,
cute.
You know, if you slur that a little bit, Jack asked me. So Regina Hall and I did 4 scary movies mm-hmm. together.
Oh my goodness. Brenda?
Cindy.
Cindy and Brenda.
We never knew your last name, did we?
I don't think so. And I don't think.
But we formed a band.
We did.
Vishgina.
Vishgina. Wow.
Classic.
Classic.
We have 2 incredibly short songs that we can barely remember the lyrics to, but they're oddly absurd.
Yes. But they're chiseled in our brains.
Well, sort of. I can't remember.
Dippity dangle.
Dippity dangle.
Your balls go jangle.
Bippity bop. My boots go knock. Sorry, Daddy, I was a whore.
That's it. Sorry, Daddy, I was a whore.
Was that the one about too much eggnog?
No.
At Christmas?
That was... I was born
in a foster home, which is a cover, basically. We stole the music, not the lyrics.
John Denver.
Let's do it again.
Yes.
Thank you. You're right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was born in a foster home. Every man I was taught to bone. Happy holidays from Vishgina. Sweet dreams. Good night.
That was amazing. Can you tell everyone what you guys just did with your hands?
I pretended to be the Gina.
And I am a fist.
And Regina was a fist. So I make a triangle with my hand.
Yes.
Our listeners can simulate this at home if they'd like. So
here
I simply make a triangle. Okay, here she comes. I'm scared, but I'm not because I know. Oh, yeah, fist Gina. Yeah.
You and remember the crew made a t-shirt with the knuckles coming through a triangle.
How could you not love a little Vishgina?
They loved it.
But it's true that like on, you know, whatever, day 37 of shooting Scary Movie 3, I just
with
love
that,
you so
that
much.
With that
her weird helmet and having to hold a bizarre prop in a very specific way that had nothing to do with our
and
dialogue.
And I had just had sex from... With that little that
wait,
little monster.
Where are we going? Remember? Oh, that's right.
No,
you
in
slept
the movie,
with the
in
saw.
The movie.
You slept with
I
the
slept
saw.
With the saw. The saw villain and had a
well,
baby.
Brent would do that.
Yes. And I had a baby.
Yeah, beautiful baby. but you made those days so much fun for me. I feel like
no.
I survived them.
I don't
know. Because of you. You just made me laugh all day long.
Well, yeah, you had a harder time on 3. Remember, I wasn't there long.
I know. You died.
I did.
You know, I died in the number 1. I may have died in another one, too. Anyway.
Yeah. No. Nope.
You know.
Now we're really dead.
Yes. Yep.
Dead
Scary movie 5, too old.
Yeah.
Too dead.
Too dead.
No, I love you and thank you so much for being
you.
Here.
Anna and I are both Sagittarians.
That's true.
It's true.
Do you think there's something to that? Because I know you're a religious person, but do you think there's also something to... I mean, it's kind of fun for me to talk about horoscope and stuff, but...
We're seekers. We were astrological wizards.
Is it because our parents had sex on Valentine's Day or roughly around?
Oh, that would be the time. Well, that makes sense. There should be a lot more Sages.
I think...
half the world's a Sag.
But I don't know. Well, anyway.
I love astrology.
You do?
I do.
I know.
Do you know your whole chart?
No. Will you chart me out sometime?
Yeah. I just need
Can you do that?
Yeah. I can get the time of birth And I can tell everyone your moon, your rising,
like
your Venus.
6:14 a.m. November 29th.
Well, that's pretty specific.
Well,
6:14.
I may have made that up.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get that.
I'll check with my mommy.
Both of you. Yeah.
Okay. So, oh yeah, I forgot that I was supposed to talk to you about how you might not be leaving the house tonight.
Oh yeah. Oh, we forgot to mention this to her.
Yeah. I was going to maybe club you with something and put you in
Walker,
the attic.
Yeah, walk her through everything.
Wow, and I'm already here. I didn't really have an option. I'm
no.
Nervous.
Mike, lock the doors. No, I'm sorry about that. I just liked, you know, I just love the idea of stuffing my attic with people that I love.
You're holding that microphone awfully, like
aggressively.
A weapon. Like,
yeah, it aggressively. Is heavy. You can feel it.
Yeah, I know.
It's got a hefty, for an Amazon purchase.
Hit in the head with this?
Well, listen, just don't turn your back. But you have a movie out this weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's doing very well.
Thank you.
I had a nice opening weekend. That's awesome. Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Behind Sully.
Oh, well, well.
Did you guys try to get Tom Hanks here today or no?
You know what? He said he would come, but we were like, no.
Because this was
awfully
last.
We already have Regina booked. Tom, take it easy.
Okay.
Get off my porch.
Yeah, he seems aggressive.
Ugh, I do not want him in the attic.
No.
Too full of like light and joy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
He'll be making y'all crazy up there. He'll be like, you guys will be like, how the fuck did we get out of here?
Yeah.
And he'll say like, come on, you guys, let's make the best
now,
of it.
Now, wait, are there other people?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of people
there,
up there.
There are a few people. Actually, yeah. There are more than a few.
Yeah.
Well, at least I won't be alone.
No. And you'll be with like wonderful people who've agreed to come on the podcast.
Yeah. And just never gotten out, never gotten released.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in essence, this is my last film.
How do you feel about it? What do you think if like in memoriam, like with the Oscars, if what would your picture be? What would you want? What if they did like Scary Movie 3 of Brenda or like Scary Movie 1? Would you be postmortemly bummed by that?
I mean, you know,
I've resigned myself to that idea.
I'm kind of proud of that legacy, actually.
Me too.
You know, I still get so many. That's all the people.
I know.
As a matter of fact, this should be a pretty big thing because people love Cindy and Brenda so much. They want us.
I know. Hey, people, back off.
Yeah.
We know you want more.
Yeah.
We just can't give it.
We can feel it. We can feel your energy.
It's
begging.
True, though. I do to this day get so many people.
Yeah, and someone just asked me, why was Cindy Brenda's friend again? And I said it was odd. And yet they loved each other.
They did. Was it? I think it's because no one else would be friends with them.
They didn't have a lot of options.
Cindy, I was too stupid. And you were just a little too nasty.
Yeah,
maybe.
I wasn't nice. And you weren't smart. And that was a great combination.
Will you also say, Cindy, another little white girl? What was it?
Well, there was Cindy, the TV's leaking, and then there was Cindy, another little white girl that fell down a well. And what is it? In the whole world.
Yes.
Another little white girl fell down a well. I can't remember. It's so sad when you can't remember the lines, but... Yeah, you didn't hear it. You were like, I'm not listening. You're not getting... You know, you're a mom now. When I think back to that film, how is that going? Because you were rough on Cody. I mean...
Oh, I was horrible. But I wasn't his real mom. Remember, I was like his aunt or my sister died or something.
But it still makes me... You were his caretaker.
Oh, I'm exactly the same as Cindy Campbell as a mother.
Wow.
I don't know what's happening with my child. Wow. Do I need to?
Well,
where do you think he is?
I heard crying earlier. Was he in the attic?
I didn't. You know, I'm a little hard of hearing.
Which works well with motherhood, I bet.
And being an actress.
Yeah. And being an actress.
Okay. So, also, Regina, will you describe your perfect penis?
Oh, my.
I know. We're diving right in. What would be your ideal penis?
I just perked up. I literally sat up. Did you see how I was kind of slumped and then...
erect is your perfect erect. Penis?
That is the most ideal penis. Let's see, erect?
A flaccid penis. Flaccid is kind of a terrible word.
And they always have all the statues. Why are the statues flaccid? Why isn't there one fucking statue with an erect penis?
He's hard. Hard for the battle.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to give me a hard statue, but a soft penis on a hard statue. It's like a oxy.
You can't have a hard penis on a statue.
Why not?
That's completely pornographic.
You've got hard nipples.
Can you have a hard...
They show women that's with full on hard nipples.
Yeah. Why swollen can't we... labia.
Yeah. Swollen.
Can you have a really hard examined cock on, in a movie? Can you see
very
a hard,
good detail, huh?
You can't. You've never seen a hard penis in a movie, have you?
I'd like
a
to.
Porn, I'm talking about a real porn.
I'd like to.
Not porno. I'm talking about a real movie. Not that pornos aren't real movies.
Well, that's got to be like the MPAA has ridiculous standards.
It
like,
does.
It's like it makes no sense.
I say,
like, why one fuck for a. For a PG-13 and no two fucks. Sorry,
one fuck.
I still want
but
you to
as long as that fuck
penis.
Is not in a sexual context.
Right.
That's the
and
only
one.
You can get away with it for PG-13.
Which
and
feels
one.
Like.
Yeah.
What make, where, what's the rhyme or reason?
Well, you can't fuck one or two with a flaccid penis. So I say there should be an erect penis revision for the new PG-13.
In what? You're skipping R and you're going straight to PG-13?
Well, I think at 13 you should know what an erect penis is.
You do?
You should. You
okay.
should.
Really?
I think so.
I guess you're right.
You don't have to have experienced it, but you should know. And haven't you had your first, like you're a guy, your first...
Sure, but,
oh, yeah,
it,
of course.
But let's say...
So you know what it
but
is.
But what about
they're
for a girl? Should
sleep.
A girl know what an erect penis... Because
if
I think
a guy's
right.
hugging on you too yeah. hard and you're 13... Hey,
this is smart.
What is this in
you're
your
totally
pocket?
Right.
Okay. Sir?
Yeah, you're right.
Mr. Ice Cream Man, why is there something hard in
Let's
there?
Let's start a nonprofit. Erect penises.
We already
for younger,
another,
for younger
our,
adolescents.
Remember our first nonprofit? Free basketballs in the
Oh,
hood.
God. Yeah. We got to still hang on to this. We yeah. got to still do something.
We clearly want to... Do something.
I know.
Wait, what is it? Just tell me what it is about.
We talked about a movie.
Oh yeah, that one. That one. Is
the, yeah, we had talked about doing a movie together where we're sisters. Yeah. We're both sisters. Adopted by a very wealthy Korean. Well, I guess just couple.
Three and couple.
And we're just the worst.
Well, they're just
because we wanted.
They wanted different races.
We
want,
yeah,
okay, gotcha.
We wanted. Yeah, we okay. wanted to sort of
mix
know,
it up a little bit.
Include yeah. the rainbow, whatever.
Right.
We're
just
Oprah.
Awful. We're just totally spoiled. Yes. We're atrocious.
We've
like
never
Brent
seen poverty
Wood.
Until we watch an episode of Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking
remember
about
we totally
violence.
Played into the stereotypes
yes.
like you're good at ping pong and I'm
yes.
good at math.
Yes. Yes.
Cuz we're awful.
We're Asian. Yeah.
We're awful.
And we decided to go into the hood.
We're fucking yep.
And we dressed
yep.
in
we go
blue
into the
red.
Hood
we're
to try to end gang violence.
To unite the
Crips,
and
the Bloods.
And we're giving out
free basketballs.
Free basketballs and free BET.
How do you give out free BET?
Well, we're rich. We're just going to pay that kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we think that that's going to end it.
Yeah, we're going to do our best. Anyway, we end up in jail. But it's we had the whole thing figured out.
Yeah, it's a long yeah. story. But in this yeah. one, the erection thing seems yeah. to be an issue too.
Yeah, I like
Wait,
this.
What's the issue with the erection thing in this one?
Well, we want to make the PG-13 people put erection in so young girls, 13
can
and
know
over,
what they're
can
dealing
know
with.
So where does the erection play into this movie?
We're starting a nonprofit.
Right. Yes.
We're raising yes. awareness.
Yes.
Raising awareness.
I love that.
About okay. erections
ah.
For young, for very young girls.
For very young girls. To at least be exposed.
Oh,
we
God.
Want to expose young girls. To erection, so they know what it is.
Yeah. Oh.
Stranger danger. Well,
but still, wait, perfect penis, though.
Oh.
Well, do you like on the larger side? Like, how do you...
Now,
do you,
is this to look at or for use?
For use. Ooh. And to look at. I didn't know there was a difference.
There's a difference because I don't want too large for use.
Uh-huh.
You know.
That's what I hear.
I don't want to be damaged down there. I'm not, yeah. you know.
You're not a mare.
No, and I love that. And but I need to know it's there now. I don't want to play a guessing game.
Right.
I don't want to.
Girth is more important to you than length. True or false?
True or false?
Well, how much length are we sacrificing for how much girth?
Ooh.
Okay, I would say.
Let's do 5.5 inches.
Okay, 5.5 inches.
Can I see that?
Okay, it'll look like this.
Show me
like,
5.5 inches.
It'll look like this. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It'll look like this.
Okay. And how much girth?
And girth, I would say it's not going to be like Coke can. It's
I don't want to give birth every
it'll
time.
It'll be like this.
Let me see.
I think we need a little.
Oh, that's a lot of girth. Oh. Really?
You like it? You like that?
I'm sitting up again.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Okay.
All right. So we're talking about this
that's
now.
That's a pretty.
This is what we're doing.
That's girthy.
You just gave a pretty. That's a pretty large penis there.
So is this a minimum or is this like average as far as your standard goes?
That's big though.
That's pretty. I think talking, that's
okay.
Pretty
so then you,
I don't
then
know.
You, then you can go.
Seems big to me.
Will you be able to go over? Will you be able to go over here if the girth was like this?
That's too much girth. Well, we're definitely not involving ourselves in oral sex. I don't want stretch marks on camera around my mouth.
From here to here, this much girth.
The girth is fine. Maybe we could have a little. Can you make that a little longer?
A little bit long. All right, here we go.
I mean, let's say this. Average size is fine. It's really how you work it. Now, to look at, if I'm going to marvel at something, if I'm married to it, I got to do this every night.
Right.
I got to do this every night.
Yeah.
What if I have a night where I'm not so river-like?
Frisky?
Yes.
Or river-like?
River. Well,
you mean like lubricated?
Yes,
or?
Yes. Okay, sure. Yeah. Thank you.
I like that.
Lubricated? Yes. 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 I think Cindy was always smarter than Brenda.
Her vocabulary was,
you don't think it was larger?
Cindy? Cindy was a fucking idiot.
True. True. True.
We're gonna die.
It's true. Yeah.
No, but for me, so Allison Janney,
she likes huge.
She takes great pleasure in terrifying me with these pictures of
giant ones.
There's nothing in life that really could exist like this. And she'll pretend that she's reading a sad text and she'll be like, oh no. Oh.
And then she'll show it to you. And then you get a whammy. You get a whammy.
And then I'm a less innocent person. And
oh, you're not the same. It's singed.
Yeah, totally.
Singed in your brain.
Because, I don't know, could the same be true for tits for a man? Like, there's such thing as like two big tits.
I'm not going to get a tit pick and say, oh, no.
Well.
No, but she was tricking me to look at it.
Yes, okay. Allison enjoys these pics.
No, she enjoys ribbing me.
Ribbing you, exactly. She wants your reaction.
Your
exactly.
Brain.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like looking at them, you know. I prefer straighter ones as opposed to curve.
And I have pretty limited sexual experience. But I suppose if you have somebody, if you're sleeping with somebody who's really, really curved, that's kind of like bumping into your intestine at some point, right?
It feels like it would, yeah. It feels like you're going
to. But maybe that helps with constipation. I don't know.
I never thought of that. Never thought of that. But
to
you know what?
Curved dick listeners out there, you are loved and accepted.
And not only that, it seems like you may be valued. Constipation is a real big problem in our country.
And women.
With food, yes, and with women. And so I would say maybe you should serve that around a little bit more if you are curing constipation.
Put it on your Tinder profile.
Yeah. Because now I'm interested.
Are you
now
constipated?
Now I'm interested. Yeah. Oh, you're going to get a lot of response from that. Oh, that's
okay.
It's a blessing.
We're going to go into a segment called Deal Breaker or Not.
Okay. Okay.
Now these are, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Okay.
But are you single? And you can just do a head jerk if you don't want to talk about it.
I'm seeing someone. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll explore that later privately, listeners.
Yes.
But let's imagine that
Anna gets the juice.
Yeah. The juice, like the river.
The lubricated river.
Of Regina. Regina is a lubricant.
Yeah.
How does it go?
That sounds like a fish gina song.
It's off of kind of your body is a wonderland.
Yeah.
Regina is a lubricant.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think John Mayer is going to write a song about me?
Probably.
Regina is a lubricant.
Regina is a lubricant.
Wow.
I'm going to try something.
So pretty.
Okay, here, I'm going to try something. Sing Regina. Oh, wait, what is it? Regina's Lubricant?
Yeah.
Sing
Regina's
it.
I'm going to put a little
music behind it.
Oh.
In the edit.
Okay.
So let's see how it sounds.
But do we have another good follow-up lyric?
Regina's Lubricant.
Doesn't he just go, oh.
How does that song go?
Your body is a wonderland.
That's all I know.
Regina is a lubricant.
Something about the way you look tonight. Is that
isn't
part
it like
of
a no. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's an agreement.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so we'll
just
agree.
Try it, and then okay. I'm going to put the music
okay.
in.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Regina is a lubricant. Uh-huh. Regina is a lubricant.
Wow.
It's
if
great.
That doesn't say hit record, I think Fishgina Fishgina has done it again. You wrote that one though. I mean you did that one.
Oh, I love it when you give me credit. Well, I am sort of I'm like the Paul Simon behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Garfunkel Simon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is historic. I think we've made another classic. That's what we do.
Hit makers.
Listeners, okay. You got to hear that live.
Oh, yeah.
They know what. Well, that's the magic.
Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
We're going to sell out.
Oh, my goodness. That's next.
A three-minute
concert.
Second song.
A three-minute concert. Oh.
That would be really
amazing. That would be incredible.
Wait until everybody's in their seats before we start. We don't want people to miss it. Yeah, we're definitely that.
We'll make them wait for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, goodness, yeah.
Yeah, we got to be the divas.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe you might even come up with one right again on that stage about how many people are there.
That's true.
It's a lot of people here tonight.
There's 53.
Yeah. That's the song.
But
let's
wait.
Do it again. It's a lot of people here tonight.
There's 53.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, wow.
This is when you know you've been surrounded by people who tell you, who give you too many compliments for a long time.
When you start making.
You two are
when
amazingly
you convince yourself
creative together.
That you're good.
That you're amazing. This is how fast fish should. We had like 10.
I know, but I like it when we do talk about either pussy or dicks or something, because
oh, yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
That's what Fishgina is known for.
That's
the heart of our material.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. It's let's do the one we just did again. What's
how many people are there?
No,
are
the
there?
Oh, that one.
Okay, are you going to raunch
people?
It up a little?
Yeah, I'm going to raunch
okay,
it up.
Okay, okay, good.
What's the first line?
How many people are there out there?
Yeah. How many people are here tonight? I think I did that in the sound of your body is one.
That's all we know.
By the way, if you want to try it, I'll put the music underneath.
Okay. How many people? Maybe that should be our
yeah.
name. I think we're going to do that as a run. Because that whole song is like 10 of our songs. You know. How many people are here tonight?
53.
Do they all have penises?
I'm not sure.
Hope they all have penises.
I too.
Oh.
I hope they're long and girthy like me.
Oh, that was good.
I just wanted to be like,
that's
I wanted to really
one.
Throw people, you know?
I like that.
Does Anna Faris have a penis? I don't
what?
Know. That should be like
you
a
know
Twitter.
What I thought,
Twitter.
I thought
Twitter.
You described yourself as long
I
and girthy.
I did too. I thought you were describing yeah. you and not your penis.
Well, right. No, but wouldn't it be fun to have a Twitter hashtag, Anna Faris has a penis?
Oh no!
Or
it's
I like
long and
I like
by the
I
way,
like
you're, no, you're doing
I
it right
like
now. I said oh no because it's
like,
happened right now.
But don't you
I like
funny?
I no. I like
I
it better when it does. Anna Faris have a penis?
Oh, okay.
That's
so
long
the hashtag.
That's long.
Let's see how many hashtags we can get flying out there on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
What's the hashtag?
Hashtag does Anna Faris have a penis?
That's long and girthy.
That's long and girthy.
That's a long hashtag.
Okay, girthy, girthy, girthy. Long and girthy. Anna, long and girthy.
Hashtag Anna, long and girthy.
That's it.
That's it. You know what? And dear listeners, you're just going to have to wait to find
too.
The answer.
Hashtag Fishgina. I'm going to find out when I go in the attic after this podcast.
Okay, so now, Regina, we're going to imagine that you're single.
Yes.
Okay, these are dating deal breakers.
Okay.
Okay. You've been dating a man, Chad, for 4 months.
Mm.
He works for Habitat for Humanity.
Nice.
You go back to his house for the first time.
Okay.
After an evening of drinking margaritas and watching the Westminster Dog Show.
I love dogs and margaritas.
We knew this. We thought about you.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
Things start getting frisky. Mm-hmm. You're pawing at each other. Get it? Get it? Riff?
Yes.
Well, I just thought you would laugh more.
No.
That's a good fake
laugh.
I love your fake laugh.
Thank you.
You hear a noise coming from the back bedroom. He says, don't worry about it. It's just my mom. She lives with me. Deal breaker.
Can I ask a few more questions?
Sure.
How old is the mother?
Oh, interesting question. She's 79.
Is she healthy or suffering health problems and needs?
No, she's healthy.
She widowed?
Sometimes she says confusing things, but you haven't met her yet.
But she's healthy. So she lives with him as opposed to he's living with her?
Yeah.
How large is the home?
Works for Habitat for Humanity. So let's say the house is a modest, let's say, 3-bedroom, 2 full bath. What do they call the half bath thing?
Two and a half bath.
Realtors have a fancy name for it.
Half bath.
Yeah.
No, they call it like I don't know.
The Jack and Jill? You mean the bathroom they share?
No, call it like a powder room?
Powder room, oh, right. Powder okay, room. That's what you meant? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That took an awfully long time to figure out. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, so does this how are you feeling?
I'm going to date him, but it's going to end. This will not be a long-term relationship.
Why date him?
Maybe he's got girth.
Maybe I don't have anything else to do. She said I'm single. I mean.
Well, no, I mean, you've been dating for 4 months. Chad.
Does he have girth? I mean, can we add that?
Yeah. Let's say he's your perfect penis.
Ooh.
There you go.
Wow.
The only odd thing is that that would occur to me is why he didn't bring it up before.
That is odd. Did she just move in?
Well, you don't know. So you got to ask him.
There are a lot
him.
Of questions.
You got to ask him. You can ask him and I'll speak on his behalf.
Okay. Good.
Uh-huh. Chad.
Good. Chad.
Chad. Uh-huh.
Not Anna.
Yeah.
Chad.
Chad.
Sorry, Anna. I just don't want you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm Chad.
Hey, babe. Because I don't want long and girthy.
Babe.
I'm sorry. I've gotten distracted, Chad.
The toy category. Toy category?
Chad.
The hunter. What do they call it? What are the
hunter.
Dog? No, the dog show category.
Toy poodle. Oh. No, the toy dog, right?
Toy dog category is up. Babe, get back here. Come on.
Okay. Chad.
Yeah,
You didn't tell me your mom lived here. How long has she been living here?
I don't know. Maybe, a couple years.
Oh, is she suffering from any Alzheimer's, dementia?
No, she's cool. She's really healthy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, babe. If that fucking poodle wins again, oh, my God.
Is she
I'm going to be so pissed.
Is your mom up?
I don't know.
So just quick.
She kind of does her own thing. Yeah.
So she's this is permanent, right?
What's that? You and I? Yeah, I'd like it to be.
No, you and your mother. Your mother's she lives.
Yeah.
Lives.
Yeah.
Okay.
She helps with the mortgage sometimes.
She helps with the mortgage?
Yeah. Sometimes. When Habitat can't
Right.
So you doesn't pay a lot to help people, babe.
So you're using her Social Security and her retirement, probably, huh?
I mean,
Do you have other
siblings? Understanding.
Does Chad have other siblings? I just want to know. I just need to know. Okay, one thing. Is your mom widowed?
No, babe, she's divorced. What's with the 20
no,
questions?
No, there are no questions, Chad. There's no questions. Chad.
Oh. He might be off. He's kind of awful.
I want to end it.
I know.
Even with the girth.
Can't you play a nice guy, like who's not a douche?
You know the thing
you can't.
Is,
Chad,
you can't
do it.
Chad doesn't talk much. Chad doesn't sound interesting for me to converse with, and I want to end it.
Deal breaker.
Chad,
it's done.
It's
babe. What are you talking about?
Chad, I'm not happy.
Babe, come on. That's work. You know? You know,
your mom just called you.
No, she didn't. I don't think so. She's got a little buzzer.
I just heard her.
She'll like zap it, you know.
No. Does she call you C-SPAN? She just called you.
I don't know. She probably wants like some fucking pop secret or something, babe. Don't worry. You want to actually make her some pop secret? She'd probably really love that.
No.
Be a Chad, good way for you to meet her.
I want to go, Chad. I want to go.
Babe, we don't even know who wins.
You know what? Just text me. Text me, Chad. Just text me. Okay?
I don't know, babe. I don't know. You know, I got to like... Wow. I'm heading out to Louisiana to build some homes.
You should go.
I don't know.
They need them. You guys are long. You're behind. A lot of people still in Louisiana.
So you're giving me like free reins, but I still got you. You know what I mean?
Sure. Sure. Sure.
Oh, babe, you're the best. I love you. Get that sweet pussy up here. Straddle this girth.
Chad, I'm gonna take Sweetie P home and straddle you when you get back from those New Orleans homes.
Oh my god.
All right, babe, but you know I'll be thinking about you. Send me some tit pics, okay?
Sure, Chad.
I don't know why you would be dating this guy for 4 months.
Can I tell you I'm uncomfortable with Chad now. Chad is not who I thought he was. So we're going to go with no. That was a deal breaker. I'm glad you let me talk to Chad, because before I had a different image of who Chad was living with his mom. But now it's like Chad's not who I thought, and it's over. It's 4 months.
I really love this Chad character. I want to see him again. He's great.
He's awful.
He's hilarious. He has no idea how awful he is.
And he's so sure of himself.
He is.
Yeah, babe.
But he works for Habitat for Humanity. So
that's
everything
like
he does.
That's the only redeeming thing.
So everything else is okay. Right? That's how he feels.
That's
how he gets.
Gets away with it.
That's how he got me.
Yeah.
He's building a house.
Yeah.
Habitat.
Babe.
There he is.
Like I do things. I do really great things for people. You know, I really give back. What do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to like put you down.
This sweet pussy this morning, which you
yeah, and that was fucking
applauded,
awesome. It was beautiful.
I didn't know your mom was hearing us.
yeah, but you know,
I'm not comfortable with this anymore, Chad. I just want to leave,
babe.
If I could,
come on, you're acting crazy, babe. Don't lose your temper like this again.
I haven't yelled, Chad. I haven't raised my voice, Chad.
Babe, you're acting crazy right now.
I'm serious.
You got to like calm down. Like take some breaths.
I'm so rational right now, Chad. I haven't.
Babe,
been,
no, come on.
All
I said
was
talking
that.
Nonsense, babe.
Okay.
Just breathe. You know.
No, I'm breathing. I just really.
You're the worst
to go.
Ever.
Wait, Chad has made me into a crazy woman, and all I said was, Chad, this isn't working for me.
Babe.
And I haven't raised my octave at all.
Babe, I'm serious, though. Quit freaking out, all right? Just calm down,
wow,
you know?
Wow, Chad, I didn't freak out at all. I just...
No, see, that's where you're going again. You're getting there again.
Oh, wow. So should
getting
I...
Getting hot, you know what I'm saying?
Chad,
just calm down, breathe.
Chad.
Let's do the ums, you know? Come
Chad,
on.
Chad, please have my keys.
Babe, now see, this is what you're doing again, man. You're just like ramping it up into the same circle.
Is this what guys do, though?
Yes.
Are guys just manipulative?
Yes.
Really?
I think so.
Yes, you are. You and your girth.
Yes. Don't you think?
Yes.
I've heard of men doing
this. And I think an erect man is even worse.
While he's erect?
Yes.
Talking to you while he's erect?
Then he gets.
I think Chad is erect right now.
Babe,
and we don't usually talk when
babe,
he's erect.
I'm so hard for
we
you
usually
when
are
you lose
doing
your temper.
It.
When you lose your temper, I get really fucking hard. It's like I get to see this passion inside.
Turns him on. You see what I'm saying, Chad? It's yes. Chad, I'm not even mad. I mean, maybe we can lose your erection.
Babe,
I'm really not mad at all.
This is when you're not recognizing your feelings. You know,
Wow. You
got to like really examine yourself, calm down, take some breaths, examine where you're at, and just realize that we're all fucking good, you know?
Well, I've examined it, and you're right. We're really good, and I'm just going to go home.
Babe. Oh, is it that time of the month?
Yes, it is. It is.
Babe, see, now this is where you're getting irrational again.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I just don't want to, I don't want to disturb your night.
I feel like there's something behind this. How do you do this so well?
You know, I'm concerned.
I've totally been on
She might be hashtag Anna Long and Girth. I don't know. There could be a penis down there that is currently erect, which is why we're getting this behavior.
Yes. Mm.
Well,
okay.
I love you, Gina. I'll see you on the flip side, babe. Flip side.
Thank you, Chad.
Oh, boy. Oh, I feel terrible for his
I'm glad this
habitat.
Relationship is over. I'm not happy with Chad.
No, he's atrocious.
Yeah.
But you guys did have dogs in common, you know, and his girth. You liked that. And you liked it that he worked for Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, those three things were great, but they didn't trump how he treated or spoke to me. But yeah.
That's true. Great. No, he was awful.
He takes care of his mom.
Well, he said she pays for the mortgage a lot, so I don't know if
true.
He's...
That's true. That's
yeah.
True.
I don't know if he's taking her checks. I don't know. I'm not comfortable.
We'll explore Chad later. You know, I don't know. There's something. There's definitely something there.
I like this character.
I didn't know I had that in me.
You had it in you. You have it in you.
I don't know how Chad and I lasted 4 months now.
His girth. And he was busy. He was gone a lot.
I did say
he was up in Alaska.
He was building.
There was a landslide up there, so he was up there for a little bit.
He does travel. He builds the homes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about his fidelity. He just asked me, could he go get a little something-something and still get this something-something?
Well, yeah, there's that. You know.
Seems.
He's made an impression on you. The fact that we're still talking about him, he's made quite an impression on you. Well, like, I don't think you're going to get over him that quickly.
I feel more scarred.
But you wouldn't that
impressed.
Would
I feel scarred by Chad.
But you know what though? You were so emotionally distant that I don't know if you
When was I emotionally distant?
You were so rational about the whole thing. Instead of getting fiery
you
and
know
taking
what?
His
Chad
bait.
Chad made me nervous. Chad started to make me uncomfortable
like
when he started
you?
Accusing me of being irrational and I hadn't raised my voice. It's odd. Like if I start right now saying, Anna, calm down and you're like, well I'm not even that calm. Chad made me feel uncomfortable.
Was there any point where you almost lost it?
I was in shock at Chad's comments and behavior.
You weren't going to get upset, though.
You didn't love Chad all that
much. You
weren't
going to get angry.
You only get pissed when you're in love.
Yes, I was not in love with Chad, and I'm so happy. Because it doesn't seem like we have an honest relationship if he didn't tell me his mother lived there and paid half the rent.
But if you were in love with somebody, would you get fiery?
Probably.
Well, you're not with that kid. You know what? Let me present you another scenario.
Let me go.
We're getting to Chad. Okay. Yeah, you and Chad are over. Now, this guy, this is, who did we call him?
You want to give him a name right now?
She likes the names.
Mm. Oh, this was a how do you proceed?
No. Oh, wait, are you skipping the second one?
I think, because I kind of think that the how do you proceeds are a little
Let's
more
do
fun
it.
Right now.
Absolutely.
Okay. You have dinner plans with a man you've been dating for 4 months.
Okay. 4 months seems
Another
to
one,
be a good
four
time.
Months.
Yeah.
Okay, let's, you know what? You know what? I kind of want to change this. Can we do 7 months?
Okay.
So it's a little longer.
Okay, 7 months.
Because the time length is important.
I think it
forms part of the story.
I think so.
Okay. So your dinner plans with a man you've been dating for 7 months. Okay. Tyler. He cancels dinner plans because he says that there was a last minute opening for an infrared sweat sauna. And he's dying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay. And reschedule, maybe the next day, whatever. 2 weeks later, a friend texts you and says, hey, Gina. I saw Tyler.
What's up, fist?
I saw Tyler at La Poubelle with a bunch of friends. Too bad I didn't see you there on the date, the day that he canceled.
The infrared date.
Yeah. How do you proceed?
Well, I'm going to have to confront Tyler.
Huh.
Now, I also have to ask my girlfriend, are you the girlfriend?
That wouldn't be something I personally would do, but I could be. Yes.
Can you be that girl?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
What's my name? What's a good name of somebody who'd be like,
Sasha.
Hey, I have no reason to text you right now, but I'm going to.
Sasha.
Okay, I'll be Sasha.
Okay.
Hey, Jine.
Hi. Hey, Sash. So where did you see him?
Oh, my God, at La Poubelle. It was crazy. It was so weird. It was so, like, out of context and crazy. I mean, the whole night was just insane in general. But it was
second.
So weird that you weren't there.
Was he with a girl? Did you, like, see who he was?
He was with, like, a whole group of people.
Were there girls in the group?
Yeah, there were some girls. There were some hot ones.
Really?
Yeah. But it was like a whole thing. And I was like, oh, hey, Tyler. And he was he wasn't like hugging me or anything.
Did you sit next to him?
No. I wasn't part of the group. I was at the bar.
Well, did you at least go speak to him and say
hi? Yeah. I said hi. And I was like, hey, where's Jenna? And he's like,
Who was he sitting next to? Why are you just telling me today, though?
What do you mean?
Well, when did you see him?
It was like 2 weeks ago.
It's like a long time to just mention it today.
I don't know. I didn't think it's a big deal. You've been really out of touch.
So then why'd you even call me with it today?
I thought for a long time you were mad at me for that thing.
Sash, I was mad at you. And when I told you I was mad at you, you refused to apologize.
Jine, but it's because funny I have nothing to be sorry for.
Oh my God. And now we're back to square fucking one.
That was so your fault. You always put your foot in your mouth.
How was I supposed to know you lied and told the guy that you were like completely different person?
Because that's not what you do as a friend.
You said you were like a supermodel in 12 countries. And then when he asked me, had I traveled with you, you told him you were a stewardess.
I did catalog work in almost every continent. Okay.
No one's ever seen the pictures. No one's ever seen the pictures.
No. That's being a model, Jine. And you know what? I'm sorry if you can't keep a man. And I'm sorry if I saw him out with a bunch of hots.
You were single at the bar. You weren't even with a man.
That is not true. I was on a Tinder date. Fuck you. Okay? His name is Sean. And he's really successful.
Are you still seeing him?
We're totally still seeing each other.
I don't believe that. Whenever you do that fucking sigh at the end, then I always know you're not telling the truth.
Jine, I totally am. He's really awesome. And it's so hard for you to understand why, like, a hot dude actually likes me. Okay?
Look, I don't care who likes you. I just want to know why you wouldn't tell me when you saw him at a bar 2 weeks ago with a bunch of girls.
Because did you flirt? Remember when I sent you that emoji and you didn't text me back? I was like, oh, okay, Jine's mad at me.
The angry face emoji?
Yeah.
like you were still mad at me? No, I didn't respond.
Jine.
So, like, did he leave with the group?
Or, I don't know. They all seemed like they were having a really good time.
You keep telling me that they were having a really good time. Like, I'm asking you more specifics.
I don't know. I feel like they have muscles.
What? You feel like who had muscles?
They, like, ordered a bunch of muscles. I don't know.
So you saw what they ordered, but you couldn't tell if anyone held hands and who he left with. Did he leave with anyone?
I didn't see anybody sucking his dick, okay? If that's what you want to know, quit putting me over the coals, okay?
Did you see anyone who looked like they were going to or wanted to suck his dick is the question.
A few of the girls totally looked intimate with him. He's probably fucking five of them, okay?
You're
if that's
so
what you don't want to judge.
Fucking crass. I can't believe you just said that. What? Like, that's the rudest thing. You know what, Sash?
Jine, I didn't mean it.
You know what, Sash? You know what, Sash? I'm going to put in your Tinder profile that you're a whore. Because you are.
Oh.
And I'm so sick.
Okay.
And I'm not.
I'm sorry if that only makes me more attractive.
I don't want to be friends with you anymore. I don't want to be friends. This friendship is not genuine. You aren't genuine. And the fact that you watched my boyfriend of 7 months, like, look at five women who wanted to suck his dick, and you call me 2 weeks later and you say, nothing.
Well, I don't even know what you want me to say. You're totally overreacting.
But why did you tell me in the first place?
I was just passing off like a stupid piece of information.
Okay. Okay.
That's
keep it
all
to yourself next time. Okay.
I'm sorry, but I thought you would want to know the truth.
Like your crabs.
About somebody's reality, okay?
Like your crabs.
Oh, okay. Thank you for bringing that in. I probably got them from your sheets when we slept together.
There's no proof of that, so I'd blame your own sheets. Or wearing those panties too many days in a row.
Jine. Do you want to go get brunch tomorrow?
Yeah. Where do you want to go?
I don't know. La Poubelle?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was amazing. Does that really happen? Do conversations like that really happen with women?
I don't know.
I hope not. I know. Probably. I'm sure they do.
That looked so real.
I think I'm ending it. I want to go out with her and start over. I want to go out with Sasha and start over.
Oh my God, that was so much fun to watch.
It is kind of amazing when two people are fighting and you know they're not really fighting. There's like an understanding, but they say awful shit to each other, but you
yeah.
The know worst that- stuff. That was a worst. You said the worst shit to her.
No, I could have gotten five like,
girls.
Horrible.
Five like girls wanted to face, blow him,
and they look like they want. Yeah. Oh yeah. Kind of
right,
hurtful.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. And you said they looked like they were having a lot of fun. Like,
but
10
you,
times.
You, what did you tell me? You told me that you were going to put that I was a whore, and you also said that. Oh yeah, you told the guy I was dating that I was, and who I said I was. You started it,
but I didn't know what you had told him. You hadn't told me the supermodel in 12 countries.
Well, catalog work. That, you know,
I just haven't
it's valid,
seen
guys. It's
is,
valid.
It is, I know.
But it was your hands.
No, it was not. You've seen these hands. They're not pretty.
You did a lot of hand and foot modeling.
Oh my God, it was my face and tits, and you know that.
Well, I saw your tits. It wasn't your face. But never mind.
Ugh, Jane, you're so jealous. Okay, another, how do you proceed?
I'm nervous.
You and your boyfriend of 2 years, who you met.
This is a longer relationship.
Oh, this is sort of similar to the last one. Should we skip to, okay. You and I, Regina and Anna, are on a girl's ski trip.
Ooh.
In the Courchevel Alps.
The French Alps. The French Alps.
Sim came up with the Courchevel.
Courchevel.
Okay. Courchevel Alps. Go there often.
Mm-hmm. Clearly I do as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We get in a gondola filled with strangers because we're skiing.
Okay.
Already, eyebrows raised. And are about to hit the slopes.
Okay.
But something malfunctions and we get stuck in it for 12 hours. Now, here's what I proposed. I'm going to start freaking out as Anna.
Okay.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
I'm like, Regina, we're going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die.
Okay.
Because the reason why I thought about this scenario for us is because as Brenda, you would oftentimes calm down Cindy.
Yeah.
Now, not only are you tasked with calming me down.
Yes.
But you're also tasked with calming the other 10 people down.
Oh, they're all nervous.
Yeah, but
were they nervous before
speaking,
you or did you do it?
Spanish and French. And German.
Bonjour.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're like, bonjour, 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 yeah. Bonjour.
Yes.
They can't stop saying bonjour.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Bonjour, bonjour.
Could you imagine if somebody freaked out in a gondola and all they were saying is, good day, good day, yes. Good day, good day, good day,
good day. It would energetically be helpful. Okay, bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. Oh my God, Regina, we're going to fucking die. We're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die. Why did it stop? Why did it stop? Why did it stop? It stopped, it stopped, it stopped, it stopped. We can't ski. I know, and you.
Oh, I'm calming you down? Because I'm nervous now. Okay. You know, I don't ski.
I do know that. That's why I actually.
As an African American.
We've talked about this.
I don't like.
We talked about this before.
And I don't swim.
This is why I really wanted to put you in this scenario. So you're already out of your element, and now you have to calm people down.
Okay.
What do you think?
Anna!
Yes.
Calm the fuck down!
The air is getting thin. It's thin up here. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Yep, okay.
Anna.
Yeah?
You've done a lot of nasty things. And if we're gonna die, I think you should be praying.
Fuck.
Do you think you're gonna go to hell?
Yes.
So do I. I think you're gonna go to hell too. I'm just thinking of all the mean things that you've done.
Oh, God, you're so right.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour.
Bonjour, 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 bonjour. I guess end scene. I think, Regina, you did nothing to help the situation, but you were hysterical.
Maybe I didn't know how to help you. I'm thinking of how cold I am.
Could have given me some of the chocolate you have in your pocket from
no, the you're gonna Swiss die chocolate first, factory is what I that felt.
We visited in Bern.
Oh, Anna.
Yeah?
Would you like a piece of my chocolate?
Yes, yes, I would. Oh, thank God you brought that with you.
I ate that last
What?
I'm sorry. I was panicked. I was panicked before this happened because I don't like to ski.
You and know I have low blood sugar.
But I'd shoot. Okay, wait. Does anyone... I've got some gum. Here, let me take it out of my mouth.
I don't
think I've
chewed... your ABC gum.
It's still got a little sweetness to it.
Okay. All right, fine. Here. Thank you. You're the best friend I've ever known.
Look at
that. I love you.
I love you, too.
Will you take me to heaven with you? Please.
No, I can't. You know,
I'll bring one person. It's There's not... always a plus one.
I know, but did you see that cute guy with the girth? The Frenchman who was going, bonjour, bonjour, bonjour.
You can see it through his pants. His ski pants.
It was the last thing I want to see before I die.
No, take me. Take me. You can talk to me. You don't know French. Come on, Regina. Take me.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. Look, au revoir, Anna. Au revoir. Told you goodbye. I was very uncomfortable in that. What's it called?
Gondola?
A gondola.
A gondola. Yeah, it's the swinging carriage from a cable.
Oh, you is know. That what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I pictured. I pictured a large cave.
Oh, it's also a boat in Venice.
That changes everything. Oh, yeah. It's a boat in Venice.
It's also a boat in Venice. But it's also a carriage that takes skiers up to the top of the mountain.
I know exactly what it is. I was wondering why 10 people in such a large cave would be scared.
Oh, yeah, sorry, cave. Well, you know what?
Doesn't a gondola sound like a cave?
Well, it has to just saying that to be nice.
Did it? Bonjour. Like, did it sound like a cave?
This is the gondola cave, the famous gondola cave.
Are you sure that it's not a cave?
We're not. We're not. In fact,
I think we should look it up. Let's I think there's up. A gondola cave.
Will Probably in New Mexico.
I think so.
Okay, now we're going to do...
I know there's one.
Another, one more improv.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry.
God.
And then we're going to take calls.
Okay, I play this horrible character.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I shouldn't judge my characters. You know what?
I play this
character.
Can't be more horrible than Chad.
Her name's Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
And you are shooting, as Regina Hall, uh-huh. a movie called Hot Air. And it's a hot air balloon thriller.
Oh, so it's not about constipation.
It's about a hot air balloon festival in Sedona, Arizona.
Ah.
It's
not in the summer, is it?
It's a thriller tragedy. You know,
a tragedy.
You know what happens. Mm. Things do not go as expected.
Yes.
In the story. Oh, listen to that fast car. See you guys. He's got a big dick. I always do that with Chris, and it always makes him laugh.
It does.
It does. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. That's sweet. He lacks the thought of
That is a really speedy person to
his wife. Yeah.
Okay. That's, so in the
I know who that is. I'll be there in a second.
Okay, so your boyfriend of 3 years in the
I
story.
I like that these relationships get longer and longer.
Well,
Four
and
months,
this is in the
seven
movie,
months,
though.
3 years.
Okay. You're,
oh, right. He's not my boyfriend.
He's
Sorry.
Not your boy.
It's me.
Yeah,
it's as a character.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So your boyfriend in the movie
yes.
of 3 years.
Trois.
He's about to propose.
Oh.
Hence the hot air balloon. but the hot air balloon ride goes horribly wrong. It's day 54 of the shoot. You're the heroine. You know what you have to do, right? At some point, we're going to see you like climbing up like a hot air balloon to get to the top, to do something to release a valve that nobody knew was there.
But is the hot air balloon, we've been up there for how many days? Oh, he's back. I said I was coming! So, wait a minute. The hot air balloon has gotten stuck up there?
No, this is day 54 of the shoot. So you're just tired.
Okay, I'm tired.
You're tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And the hot air balloon.
The hot air balloon. Things are going horribly. Some people fall out. They die.
In the movie.
In the movie.
I'm the heroine of the movie.
Yes, we're going to see you scaling a huge rainbow hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon. Yes, yes.
To get
which I
to
do
the
on
top to release a valve that nobody knew was there.
Yes, which is going to save.
Which is going to save.
Of course.
I'm worried that your fiance has already maybe left the basket.
Wow.
But you're falling in love with the operator.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, how many people are on the basket?
There was about eight.
And how
eight
many people
nine.
Are there now?
Is it just... It's just you two. It's just you two. But, you know, everyone's fine. We find out later. But at the time, you think that things are not looking
so
good.
So they're on the ground of the hot air balloon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, you know...
Because it's hot up there, I guess.
It's hot.
Summertime in Sedona?
It's hot. Remember, you didn't get your LASIK surgery, so your eyesight's bad. When you were looking over, when you guys were taking off, your glasses dropped right off. And so your vision is totally blurry.
It's blurred.
The whole
time. And I'm hot, it sounds like, in day 54.
You're hot. All you have is champagne to drink.
Can I just ask something?
Now, but...
So no one had their cell phone.
No cell phones allowed.
Okay.
It's a cell-free environment.
Was the hot air balloon operated by a company?
You're getting too much into plot.
Okay, because it feels like in 54 days they would look for us. That's 2 months.
No, it's 54 days of shooting.
It's only day two of the hot air balloon.
Oh, right. You're right.
And you might be in a forest or something.
Okay.
So that's how you don't know that maybe everyone's lived.
So, okay. Okay.
All right. And maybe there was a ladder. Oh, that's a good idea. There was a ladder and people were going down safely.
Kind of a long ladder to go from.
And now I'm getting lost in plot.
Yeah, I think. Because that would be a heavy
ladder. We'll work on the details later.
I think.
Okay. But I want you to know. Oh, also the director is Josh Groban.
Okay.
Now I have been hired as, I'm Kayla. I've been hired as an EMT on the ground. And I have two
Have
lines.
We gotten to you yet?
No, this is my first day of shooting, day 54 of your shoot. It's my first day.
Okay.
It's 6 a.m.
And you're coming to talk to me.
It's 6 a.m.
On day 54.
We're in hair and makeup.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God. Hey, oh, my God. Are you Regina? It is so cool to meet you.
Oh. Thank you.
I'm Kayla.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm playing Barb.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Welcome to the set.
Thanks. It's really cool to be here. I've been on a lot of sets, but it's really, really cool to be here.
That's so good.
That's great. Oh, my God. This is really cool, you know. It's like smaller budget than some of the projects I've been on.
Oh, okay.
But it's also it's really cool. Like, everyone seems really amazing.
Oh, that's good. Well, have a good day, okay?
Thank you. Hey, I was wondering... Do you want to run lines? I mean, I'm wondering if... You know what? I kind of like my hair parted over here. Thank you. Do you want to run lines?
Are you... Oh.
Can we do our scene together?
Do I have any... I don't...
Yeah. I think it's like one of the most important parts of the movie.
I don't...
It's after you get back on the ground and I'm rescuing you.
Okay, I'm
like helping you into the ambulance
because what actually happens is I save us, and then you're kind of like the
But I save you after you saved the other dude.
No, I think by the
you know what I mean.
Anyway,
that's how I got the role. That's what the casting director said to me.
Oh, I don't actually work with casting directors anymore. But let me just
because that's what I was told. You know what I mean?
Right. Because I've been on here for 2 months, so. I'll tell you how it definitely goes because I know this, so I can tell you.
Do you spend a lot of time in your trailer?
I'm on set a lot. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Listen, I do have to get in here and makeup.
But listen, I was just really hoping that we could run lines.
Okay. You know what? Let's do it real quick.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So I start the scene.
Come in the middle of the scene. There's a lot of stuff that happens before you. But okay, Barb.
Okay.
Sure.
You are going to be okay.
Thanks.
I promise you're going to get through this.
Yeah.
Can we do it again?
I think you got it. I do. I think you've got it.
I'd love to do it again because I want to do a little tweak. You know what I mean? I want to do. There's like a few things I really want to tweak.
Are you probably? You know what? I'm gonna get.
I'd love to do it again because there's.
I'll do it one more time.
I don't know if you Do you have all your lines down already?
If you heard me, yeah, I did. I did. I've been here.
I heard that one of a good skill for an actor is to listen. And Barb. I'm Kayla. My character's Barb.
Okay. Well, since we're in character, Kayla.
I like that. That's cool. Your method. Do you go?
So Barb,
Shelby. That's so cool. Did you ever think about
can I finish one little second here? Okay. I don't know if you noticed. It says here that you're number 24 on the call sheet, which, honestly, you would never even really be in the trailer.
No, there's they a do background, that because I'm 24 years old.
There's a background
tint. So that's
tint.
Why they...
There's a background tint that you were supposed to be in.
No, you're they told in? Me to head straight to hair and makeup. Well, they're giving me an egg white omelet.
This is the wrong... Well, you shouldn't have ordered that. But have the egg white. It's fine. We can afford it, but I'm just going to
add... Do you have high cholesterol?
No, I have low tolerance is what I have. You're a lot. And I really am thrilled that you get to do your thing.
Should we do our lines again? Do you want to do our lines again? Mm. Okay, let's do it one more time. All right.
This is it, okay?
I just want to be there for you. You know what
Kayla,
I mean?
Kayla, I don't need it, though. I don't need it. This is it. And then I'm going to have to tell them that you're in principal's trailers. You're in the principal trailer. You're not supposed to be in here. See? You are a WF. That's a work finish. You're a start and finish on the same day. You're a work start finish.
In the most crucial scene in the movie.
It's not crucial at all, honestly. I don't even...
I think it's so cool because they could cast a man. And as a woman, I'm sure you feel this, that it's so cool that I get to
I was happy at first. I was happy at first, but this has turned into...
Can we just do our lines one
okay. time? This is it, though. Okay, Kayla? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm in four scenes before you're... I'm in four scenes. You're in one scene today. I'm in four scenes today.
I don't know what you're really saying.
It means I have a lot longer day.
Okay. Shelby, do you hear me? Listen to me. Look me in the eyes. Okay? You are going to be okay. Okay? Let me feel your heart. Okay. I'm just going to put my hand.
All right. So you're adding lines, Kayla. You're adding a whole scene.
All I'm going to do, not, I just no, need to feel your
adding,
heart.
I'm not
put
even,
my hand
I'm
up your
fine.
Shirt.
You
are
adding,
not fine. You're talking crazy, added, Shelby.
This isn't dialogue. Crazy. It's not in the script.
All I'm going to do
you
is put my
lines,
hand
Kayla.
Down your pants.
Okay.
That's all
can
I'm going to do.
Someone please call the director.
I just need to make sure you're alive.
I can't do this.
I just need to make sure.
I'm sorry, Kayla.
You're talking crazy.
Kayla. I can't do this scene with you.
I promise you will get through this.
I am not coming to set with Kayla. And Kayla, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask that you leave. I'm asking that you leave and that you take your hand out of my pants. We're not shooting right now, and I don't know why you would do that. It's inappropriate, and I don't know you, and I think that you should go now. Security has been called.
Can we cut to drinks with Donovan and Kayla really quickly?
Yeah, sure. Donovan and Kayla?
Yeah, they're having drinks. They don't... This is a new chapter.
Okay.
Oh my God, Donovan. You are not going to believe it.
What's going on?
Regina Hall is such a fucking bitch.
Really?
Wow.
I'm serious. You would have thought she was cool, but... She got me fired off of Hot Air.
She's one of my favorite actresses.
I know. You would think she's cool. She seems really nice, right?
So she's a total bitch?
She's a total fucking bitch. She got me fired.
What did she say?
Oh, you are not even a person.
What?
She's the worst person. You have no right to be here.
Can we tweet?
Get out
let's
of just, my trailer.
Can you tweet?
I don't
let's
even
just tweet.
This moment.
with Kayla, who has molested me. She's practically felt all of my private parts.
How did Regina come over here? How did she get over here?
Will you stop?
You invite her to drink.
We're at Craft. She's having
a drink.
Oh my God.
You're
Regina Hall, I'm a huge
to be
fan.
At Background Catering.
The what?
You're supposed to be at Background Catering.
Oh, Background Catering. Yeah.
Are you high, Kayla? Do you do substances of any sort?
I am a person of substance.
Wow. Do you ingest any of the substances?
By ingest, like, what do you mean?
Mm. It's kind of like one meaning. Do you take them? Do you take them orally, intravenously? Do you inhale anything?
Do I take him orally? Sometimes, yeah, a lot, actually.
No.
I mean, how else are you going to, like, get a date? You know what I mean?
That's not what I meant. That's not what
it's true. Kayla became a stoner in this. Yeah,
wait, and a porn star.
She's never been a stoner before.
I like Kayla, though. She's rude.
She's atrocious.
She is intrusive.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's lesbian. Is Kayla lesbian?
Well, this time around she was. In the past, we've had her go on
sexual.
Dates.
She's just
a little awful.
Anything goes. Anything goes. I did feel awkward that she would come to set and put her hand. It wasn't. Kayla added like a
but
lot
she
of
wanted
lines.
To feel your heart, you know, because she's an EMT.
But in my.
No, she went down. She went down.
And then went down. Then went down your pants. Well, she wanted to feel your pussy too.
to see if that was throbbing like my heart.
Yeah. She had to check to see if you were alive.
You know, usually they just don't go up your shirt. They can just pull it down.
Kayla's only research was porn.
The heart is kind of high up. You know, it's right there.
She wanted to feel your tit. It's true.
Because she could have checked my pulse. And that would have been fine. That's actually what was in the script. That Kayla checks her pulse.
So, 5-minute break and then we'll do our calls.
Okie dokie.
Let's do it.
Oh, she's unqualified.
I love those.
She's unqualified.